Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Today we're going to study the ostrich, you know, the one with his head in the sand. You know, it actually does this to make sure that their eggs are evenly heated where the ostrich has buried them. It does look as though they are hiding, hence the myth. Really, an ostrich trying to hide from predators wouldn't last very long. So why do we do it? Do what? Well, just sit back and watch the number of illegal immigrants coming into this country, unchecked and uncensored, that they may bring more baggage than just what appears on their backs. And now we have to give them $450,000 for coming here? In the infamous words of John McEnroe, you can't be serious. I'm not a big reader, but recently I decided to step up my reading with a book entitled Killing the Mob by Bill O'Reilly. It is a very good read, and it was full of information from top to bottom of the history of the mafia. So I come to this chapter in the book that sends chills up my spines. Little did I know there were multiple reasons to despise the likes of people like Benito Mussolini. Seems Mr. Mussolini was not very happy with the way things were going on Italy's big old island just south called Sicily, the birthplace of the mafiosa. Now, the mafia there had control of the people and the economy. So our little fascist dictator decides he wants the island back for all the wrong reasons, including making one of those Papillon-type prisons. So Benito hires a man to eradicate the island of this blight on society. He does a great job with a little drawback highlighted in just a minute. The collapse of the Sicilian mafiosa was almost immediate. The mayor and more than 1,200 men are arrested. Now, the city of Palmero, the scene of 224 murders in 1923, is pacified. Within 5 years, murders dropped to just 35. Quickly, many mafia chieftains sailed to America seeking asylum. They declare themselves refugees from fascism. This plea allows the mafiosa to circumvent the Immigration Act of 1924, and on top of that, as immigrants or refugees, U.S. officials do not inquire about the backgrounds of the Sicilians or their intended line of work. So they light in New York, thereafter processing on Ellis Island in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty. They are free to enter the city without restrictions. Now, I'm not certain or I'm not qualified to actually make the comparison, but cartel, mafia, seems to be one and the same definition and character. But if you think the mafia is gone as a result of Elliot Ness and the gang, think again. And if you think the Mexican cartel is shrinking as a result of our open borders, you, my friends, have your head in the mythical sand. Oh, did I mention some dipwad wants to dole out a housewarming gift of $450,000 to make our south-of-the-border entries feel welcome? Now, if I was the mafia, I'd be pissed. This has been Mike Jones for Community Conversation.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.